Okay, in Tana D'Velio, Perek Vav. Mashcheni acharecha narutza, heviani hamelech hadarav. Shlomo HaMelech says, pull me after you and let me run, bring me into your private chamber. So says Eliyahu HaNavi, Izu Knesset Yisrael, this is Klal Yisrael. Shenim shecha achar Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we are pulled after Hashem, that He draws us close. As it says in the pasuk, "Mirochak Hashem nireli," that I saw Hashem from a distance. "Va'ahavas olam haftich," I love you eternally, says Hashem. "Al kein meshachti chesed," so therefore I draw you, I bring you close with chesed. And then it says an amazing thing: "Shema toyer avas Hakadosh Baruch Hu shaloshana va'avas esher shana va'avas miyashana." You may think, "Kasal kadaitach," that Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael is only 3 years, maybe 10 years, or even just 100 years. The kach nemar. Ahavas oylam ahavtich. I love you forever, Hashem says. It says, Mashal HaMelech, that he was sitting on his throne and all the avadim were standing in front of him, and he looked and he saw in the crowd that there was one of the servants which he loved. Tfasa biyado, he grabbed him, v'hichnisoy b'chabi chadarim shelo, and he brought him into his inner chambers. Mashal hevi d'chol uma v'lashon, what Hashem didn't do to any other nation in the world, hevi ani hamelech hadarav. Like other nations of the world say, like the Muslims, and that Hashem has given up on Klal Yisrael. That He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and He casted them away, and He has no interest anymore. That He's chosen a different people, it's not Klal Yisrael anymore. The Navi says, Ahavas Olam Haftich. That Hashem loves us forever. And that demonstration of that love is Haviani Hamelech Hadarav, come into my inner chambers. Now Eliyahu HaNavi continues in Simin Beis in Perek Vav, he writes, Davar Acher Haviani Hamelech Hadarav, Kishem Sheyesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu Chadri Chadayim B'Tarasa, just like Hashem has chambers upon chambers of His Torah, Kach Yesh Lehem LeTamidei Chachamim, L'chol Echad Ve'Echad Chadri Chadayim B'Tarasa, Tamidei Chachamim also, they have chambers upon chambers of Torah. And if you see that Yisurin are coming upon you, run to the chambers of Torah. Umiyad ha'Yisurin baruchen mimcha. And immediately the Yisurin will go away from you. Shenemar, as it says, Lech Ami Boi B'Chadarecha. Go hide yourselves in your chambers of Torah. V'kach Nemar Heviyani HaMelech HaDarav Nagila V'Nisma Chabach. You will delight with Hashem Yisbarach. Through His Torah, you'll delight with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We see an idea here, which I believe is very appropriate to what we're going through now. To learn Torah in the home, Yisurim v'mashmashin u'bo'os alecha, that if you see that the Yisurim are outside, that they're in the streets, rutz l'chadri divrei Torah, run to the chadorim of divrei Torah. That would mean a beis medrash, but today it means today, hayom, means to run into the homes, but to find the Beis Medrash, to find the Torah within the home. You know, the Rav Shitzer had a vartel, he said, V'heim l'yadu d'rachai. In Yiddish, heim, the haim, is a home. And he said, V'heim l'yadu d'rachai. That a Yid should know that if he dedicates his entire learning of Torah to the home, l'yadu d'rachai, he'll never know how to serve me properly. The learning Torah in a chevra, in a chabura, in a beis medrash, aside from the many divrei chazal, which speak about kinyan hatayr and learning in a beis medrash, mar be yeshiva, mar be chachma, he said a vertel, v'heim la yadu derachai, that the home is not a place of yadu derachai. And Hashem is asking us in these times that even though we have to be homebound because of the gzeir of the government, the gzeir of the rabbanim, so you have to be able to find, to cling to Torah, ba b'chadarecha, to come into the cheder, into that cheder and to find a vetayra there. Now the Rav Shitzer also said, "Vayasem Hashem l'kayin os l'vilti hakos oso komotzo." That Hashem gave Kain an os. That Hashem gave Kain a sign. L'vilti hakos oso komotzo, that nobody was able to hurt him, to harm him. So the Rav Shitzer said on that, he said, an os is an os of Torah. I think he said this part, but this I know for sure he said. He says that he met a yid who was complaining about his tzaras, and he said to him, "What are you complaining about?" He says, "I have so many tzaras in my life." He says, "It says in pasuk that Hashem gave Kain an os levilti hakos oso kol motzo." That means how he touched the pasuk was that even when things befell that person, which were difficult, which were challenging, levilti hakos oso kol motzo, that he wasn't margish it at all. That a person is able to bring himself into a place through his commitment to Avodas Hashem, through his emun and his bitachon, that even if things are happening around him, that he's losing loved ones or there's challenges which are taking place in his life, that there's an os that Hashem gives him, that even though he's being hit, it doesn't hurt. That he doesn't feel like it's hurting him. L'vilti hakos oso kol motzo. Like he said, that in the times of Mashiach Tzidkenu, we're going to see, like the Gemara says, that everything which happened to us is for the good. But we have to make a Baruch Dayan Emes now when things happen which we don't understand, because we don't understand it, Pashut. So our experiences dictate what bracha has to be made. But La'asalavo, like the Gemara says, everything will be Hatayv Ameitiv, which will mean that the Mafreya will see with our eyes that everything was just Chasadim and Tovos. Everything was only good. Somebody once asked the Rav Shitzer, why by the Hasidim, that whenever they drink some schnapps, whatever it is, at a simcha, or even at a time of tzar, chas v'shalom, they take out a schnapps and they make a l'chaim, and they make a shahakon yabidvarei. So the Rav Shitzer says, because a Jew needs to know, that no matter what goes on in his life, shahakol nihya bidvara. That everything happens because Hashem says so, and when he is makabel that upon himself, shahakol nihya bidvara, how could he not have a little schnapps? How could he not have a little bit of schnapps after he's makir in his life if he understands shahakal niya bidvara, that everything happens from the Ribbono Shel Olam? There's a lot of Mashiach talk because of coronavirus. And we think that in our limited knowledge, we think that we can predict the Ribbono Shel Olam's ways of being Mashiach. And so when things get hard, we get excited. The Rav Shitzer said, and so did the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, he says, Mashiach will come that at a time where the Chenveni is going to be opening the drawers of his desk, and the sandler will be hitting his shoes, and the tailor will be fixing a beged. Everybody will be oisik in his malacha. But pisaim, people will hear, Mashiach came. People will go out into the streets to see if Mashiach is really here. But the moment before Mashiach comes, nobody will know. Pisaim yavo al heichalo ha'adam asherat mevakshin, like it says in Malachi. Pisaim yavo al heichalo. Baal Shem Tov said that people think that there's going to be big shofars which are going to be blown, and going to be a big rash, CNN news, Azai. It's not. You're going to be walking home from work one day, and then you're going to have a das, and you're going to say, oh, Mashiach is here. Mashiach is not what goes on in the chitzonius world. It's not Disneyland. Mashiach is a das. And when that das permeates the world, umalo ha'aretz deyas Hashem, but that das comes with a hesach hadas, the Gemara says. Gemara says that it's one of the things that comes behesach hadas. Because hesach hadas means the bittul of this das, an ayin to this das, to be zeichet to a higher das. So when we think that we can predict Mashiach's coming because of world events, we're mamash fooling ourselves. You should know that this is Hashem's geshaft, this being a Mashiach. This is a Zinyan. This is not a Zinyan. But that Nakuda is very, very hidden. It has to be hidden from the Satan. It's hidden in a way that nobody can detect it. That's why the reference to it was so hidden. That everything which is very precious has to be a mystery. Everything has to be concealed. It has to be behesach hadas. The Rav Shitzur said, "Shtein pasak Torah chadasha me'iti teitzei." That in the times of Mashiach, a new Torah will be given. Which was why, like the Christians, for example, they hold that there's a New Testament, right? They hold that there's a New Testament because it's l'shitasam. They hold that Mashiach already came. Yashku is Mashiach. It says in pasak Torah in the Chazal, Torah chadasha me'iti teitzei. So there's a new Torah. It's the New Testament. But of course, we know that that's Narishkeit. It's kfira, that the Torah was, the Mashiach is not here. And that's not what it means, Torah chadasha miti teitze. Like the Vilna Gaon said along the lines of the Rav Shitzur, Torah chadasha miti teitze means that we'll look at Torah from such a different lens, that when all the secrets of Torah become revealed, we're going to see the Torah like it was mamish a new Torah. But the Rav Shitzur added that there's going to be parts of Torah, there's going to be new parts of Torah. He said that everything which happens to Klal Yisrael is called Torah. That in the same way that it says in the Torah that Bnei Yisrael chavud vayisum Ramses vayachanu berisma, everything that it says in the Torah, all the things which Klal Yisrael did, that you wouldn't say about that that's Torah. The Torah makes Torah out of the averas of Bnei Yisrael, like the story with the Rosh Hashanah and the Chayzik. Even the averas that we learn about of Klal Yisrael in the Torah has a shame Torah. Everything which happens to Klal Yisrael is called Torah. Everything which we do as Klal Yisrael will be part of the Torah. And he said, and he commented, and he said that in that Torah of that that's going to be revealed, it's going to say in that Torah, "Vayisa Harebi Rav Mendel from Pristik Lariminov." That the Rav Menachem Mendel from Riminov, when he left the city of Pristik and he came to Riminov, even that's going to be in the Torah. Everything which tzaddik can do, their merkava, the shechina, everything, a tzaddik doesn't move a flinch without making a tiredik. He said, even, it's going to say in Torah, Vayisa Remendela from Bristik the Riminov. That's Torah Chadasha Miti Teitzei. And it could be, that's the reason why on Motzei Shabbos, we talk about Sipurei Tzaddikim. Because it's debatable whether or not Sipurei Tzaddikim is really Torah or not. Is this really Torah? If we're sitting here schmoozing about tzaddikim, is this Torah? I mean, now it's in the context of Tana Devei Eliyahu, so probably has a shame Torah. But before what we talked about the Rav Shitzur, does that have a shame Torah? It's debatable, I think. I think that my Rebbe holds that it doesn't have a shame Torah yet. You can't pass that it has a shame Torah. Because I know my Rebbe, he learns on Tisha B'Av, he learns a lot of Sipurei Tzaddikim. Rav Chaim Kanevsky also. I think that they say that he goes through 18 svarim of tzaddikim, Sipuri Maisa Tzaddikim, 18 svarim on Tisha B'Av, Chaim Kanevsky. I haven't even finished, in my lifetime, I've maybe finished a couple even, if I even did. 18 in one sitting of Chaim Kanevsky. Does it have a shame Torah or not? These are stories. But I think the reason why on Motzei Shabbos the Tzaddikim said there was such a big inyan is because Shabbos is an inyan of Geula, and Motzei Shabbos is like it's the Olam Hashmini. Malav HaMalka is a time that you don't go down from Shabbos, you go up from Shabbos, and you enter into a world which is almost like La'asid Lavo, and there's an inyan of Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitzei, like the Chazal say in the Medrash, that on Motzei Shabbos Meshich Tzidkenu and Eli Anavi, they write down all the Zchuyis of Bnei Yisrael to be Malamid Zchus for us for the coming week. What that means, Ani Yastayti, is that they're writing everything that Klal Yisrael did on Shabbos, everything that Klal Yisrael did the week, and Mashiach and Eliyahu, that's called Torah. The schusim and the mitzvahs which we did, that has the same Torah, and that's the Torah Chadash Amiti Teitze. That everything that we do, everything that a Yid does, it's shayach to have a shame Torah. Not yet, that's the Torah of Torah Chadash Amiti Teitze. But on Motzei Shabbos, that there's a ha'ara of that world to come. There's a ha'ara of Torah Chadash Amiti Teitze. So kuli ama lo pligi, then on Motzei Shabbos. Then a Motzei Shabbos that has a shame Torah, has a din Torah. Torah Chadash Admiti Teitze. Okay, the hour's getting late. Rav Shitzur said, He said, that once he was having, there was a yid who was by him, and before the yid went, the Rav Shitzer made a lachaim with him on water. Took out some water and made a lachaim with him. So the yid said to him, "So you can make a lachaim on water? Not only on shtabs you can make it." So Rav Shitzer didn't say anything. So he was traveling, and in his travels, he ran his caravan into a big ditch of water, and he was almost drowned. And derech neis, he was saved. So he says, and so he understood that what it meant to make a l'chaim on mayim, to make a l'chaim on mayim, l'chaim on mayim. So we're coming toward that time of Mitzvah Shem. Mitzvah Shabbos is the ha'ar of that l'chaim, shehakon yevidvarer, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. Shebezeichet, that in challenging times, to strengthen our emunah and mitochen into the Ribbono Shel Olam, that He runs the belt and everything is for the good. And as we tap into those places within ourselves of deeper levels of emunah and mitochen, and every single Shabbos widens and widens our heart to be able to have more emunah and more mitochen into the Ribbono Shel Olam. So even in the Chadri Chadarim where we find ourselves, you know, Lech Baibach Adarecha, I mean, though we're hiding, that we should be able to find the Hashkachas Hashem in our lives, the places within ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us strength, we'll be able to emerge, so when we leave the Ma'ara like Rav Shimon did, it will be with the greater levels of Emunah, Bitachon, and Taira, and Dveikus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, we should be able to see Yeshua's soon, Bekarav, for all our communities, and not just from this Tzara, but from all the Tzaras. We should make that Shachar, B'Yihah B'Dvarai, ready, coming to Mashiach Tzidkenu, Meher B'Meinu, Amen.
Amen.